Yesterday, the main avoda that we have here in this new sugya was to define writing. To define what ksiva means. That was the main akuda of yesterday. And what we came out with was that ksiva definitely requires what we call nicker, but more than nicker. It's got to be a message that's nicker. Something oifketon that's nicker, it's got to say something. And number two, if it needs miskayim, that seems to be a machlokes tor and Rambam. You certainly need some level of miskayim. But how much, that seems to be a machlokes tor and the Rambam. That was definition-wise what we did yesterday. Today, when we start in the sugya of Diyay Agabi Diyay, Diyay Agabi Sikra, Sikra Agabi Diyay, it can be very confusing. What you have to do in order to be able to learn the Gemara is to separate the issue of Diyay Agabi Diyay, where both things are the same, and the issue of Diyay Agabi Sikra, Sikra Agabi Diyay. They're two separate sugyas. One sugya is Diyay Agabi Diyay, when you have the same ksiva on the same ksiva. It's one inyan. And then there's an inyan with the two different things, which obviously will have different halachas. So let's see the Gemara, and we'll try to see to separate the two and discuss them separately. B'chal davar shemiskayim asui imai, lasui hadetani, rekanina, kosvi b'meitariya va'afzor kasha, ten rekhiya kosvi be'ever, b'shochor b'shichor kasha. I think ever means something that can be erased with an eraser. And I thought we can. Ever literally means lead, even though our pencils aren't mamish, we call it lead and not lead. But it means something like that. It can be erased. It's still kosher because it's miskayim. If you don't erase it, it lasts. So that's kosher because we said yesterday, if it's yachol is dayif, if it could be erased, that doesn't make it ois ksiv. So I think about it. Itzmar. Hamavad yoya gabi sukha bishabis. Rav Yechin v'shlokish tamri tavayu chayiv shtayim. Achas mishu kaisiv, achas mishu maifik. We touch on Hilchos Shabbos for the first time, Agabi Ksiva, and we say that if you write with Yoy Agabi Sikra, you're doing two things. First, you're erasing. This seems to be a chiddush. Let's say somebody would write an A, or let's say in two letters, he'd write an A and a B. I would take black paint, and I would paint over the whole thing, so it seems in this Gemara that that's erasing. Erasing doesn't have to be I remove the ink or the paint with which the A and the B were written. If I scribble over it, I erase it on top of it. That's also meichik. Because here you have sikra underneath. You write the I on top. So we say you're erasing what's underneath. So that, hamavid yaya gabi sikra, so they both agree. Okay, you're erasing what's underneath, and you're writing what's on top. Diyaya gabi diyay, sikra gabi sikra, pot. So we have Erechidish, that when it's the same ink on top and the same ink on bottom, that it's what? What's the Chidish? What's the Chidish here? Diyay Agabi Sikra is Meichik and Kaisif. Diyay Agabi Diyay is Potter, meaning it's not. What? But it's not. The Chidish is that it's not. It's not a Ksav. Or is the Chiddush that... What?
Why would
we have a Chiddush? Well, you could look at it, it's a Chiddush that it's not a Ksav, because it's the same as what's underneath. Or you could look at it, it's a Chiddush that it's not Meichik. Even though I'm covering the bottom ink with a new layer, which Diyagabi Sikra, we said, is erasing, Diyagabi Diyai, you could look at it both ways. Maybe they're both true. We'll have to see when we talk about Taisi.
Diyagabi Sikra is totally different.
So you're erasing the sikra. You have underneath sikra, let's say sikra is a different color, and you put on top of it black ink, so you no longer have the other color ink, so you might hit the bottom one. If you put diyay agabe diyay, so we could clear, are you erasing the bottom writing or not? So the Gemara here is saying, you could phrase the chiddush two ways. If you had to explain pashut pshat, you could phrase it, you're not erasing the bottom one. You're not erasing it. The bottom is diyay, top is diyay. That's not erasing.
So why isn't it erasing?
So why isn't this not erasing?
So I think I'm going to have to figure out a hesmer. But the chayv, it's not erasing. It's coloring it, just adding. The halacha of meichik is to get rid of the old ksiva. And here, okay, so we're going to discuss this. What I want to make the point now is this point that the Gemara is saying lechayra two nekudas. One is that it's not a ksiva, which I think is the way you would read a pashut. But really, the amkos ha'inyan is that it's not a machika. That the first yai is not being erased by the second yai, but that the first yai is a ksiva which is still there. When you add yai agabe yai, it's not erasing. Even though it's covered, but it's not erasing. Now, the chashiva, this nekuda, we're going to see soon, the Torah's Gittin, is the way the Torah's Gittin learns up the Gemara. We'll see when we get to Taisvis. But it's an important nekuda, which I don't think you would chop right away, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, the yai agave yai. There's not ksiva that you see. There's not mechika. Really, the oimik of the Agabi Jai Potter is that it's not a mechika, that the bottom writing somehow didn't disappear. And the bottom writing is still here. Well, we'll understand that soon. We'll get to Havana. But that's in the Kuda here in the Gemara, that Yayagabi Jai Potter, it's not mechika, it's also not ksiva. And then Sikra Agabi Jai, we'll get to that. I'll come to it. First, let's deal with Yayagabi Jai. And then we'll deal with Sikra Gabi Diyai, and then we'll deal with Diyai Gabi Sikra. Let's go through all of these in Yanim, and try to chaperain some Shabbos in Yanim as well. One at a time. First, Diyai Gabi Diyai. We have here this Taisvis, you say this Tika Taisvis, and the definition of Diyai Gabi Diyai. Now, before we start the Taisvis, I just have to tell you, the Shita of Rashi Taisvis, most Rishayim, is that Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Gittin are Toli Zabizet. Whatever is Iksaf Hilchas Shabbos is Iksaf Hilchas Gittin. And that's based on the next Gemara, Ba'imid Erish Lakshar Rabbi Yechanan, who seem to compare Shabbos and Gittin. So the Shita of Rashi, Taisus, the Rashba, is that Shabbos and Gittin are the same. We'll see that the Rambam Shita is to be Mechalik. The Rambam Shita, the Rishash points it out right on the Gemara, Rav Nachum is Masberet, the Rambam is Mechalik between Shabbos and Gittin, and we'll see an Arichas on that when we get to Daf Chaf. The Rambam Shita is that Gittin and Shabbos are not Toli Zebizet, but now we're learning Taisus. Taisus holds Shabbos and Gittin are Toli Zebizet. So Taisus says so beferish, in the beginning of Taisus, Diyar Gabi Diyar Potter, Tema. Hacha Mashi Diyar Gabi Diyar Lach Kolomu Linyin Shabbos. What did Linyin get? The Midami B'samach L'Shabbos. Tais says Shabbos and Gittin are the same. So if so, Diyayah Gavid Yayah is nothing for one, it's nothing for the other. Umash ben Delekam and the Palik, and Tumaris are taken off of Pashtos. Ulekamon and Afchaf Amin and Kasu Shalai L'Shma, Be'er L'Kulm is L'Shma, Banu L'Machleis V'Yidav Rabbanu. The Gemara later by Hilchas Sefer Torah says that if you write a letter Shalai L'Shma, and on top of it you rewrite, again, Diyayah Gavid Yayah, and then the Gemara says it is something like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Koyter of Acha, Masin will come on even the Rabbanon Amayda. So Tesis is theory. That your test says, Diyar Gabi Diyar is nothing, not Mechika Naksiva. And Daf Chaf, by Hilchas Sefer Torah, says Diyar Diyar, when the bottom one was written Shalai Lishma, and the top one is written Lishma, is a Mechsiva, so it's a theory to Sogis. That your test comes on, Diyar Gabi Diyar is nothing. Daf Chaf Nemzon, Diyar Gabi Diyar is something, is a ksiva. And for Taisus, with Taisus' rule, Perka Baina, Ksava Gabi Saf Fata, Amar Afisna, Masin, Okay, Bihudo, Ibaiz, Mishin, Ksava, huh? So it's Taisus Klau. Amar Abeni Yitzchak, the first white line, the Lekamon Vadai. Shiksav harishin hayishalay lishma. Shiksav hasheni hayisay lishma. Chashik sav l'Rab Yehuda l'Rabacha afil l'Rabbanon. Chashik sav gabeget. What Taisus he said? Jaya Gabi Jai is not except where the second ksiva is machshir more than the first. Where the second ksiva is more maila than the first ksiva, then Jaya Gabi Jai is something. The bottom ksiva is shalai lishma, and the top ksiva is lishma, then it's something. Then it's a ksiva. Is it a mechika? I'm not sure. There's no sense of mechika. But he says the top one is a ksiva. When the top one adds, it's a ksiva. But when they're both identical, then it's not. This is the aside of this Tosfos, and Svara, it's very glad. Jaya Gabi Jai is nothing, except where the top di is lishma, and the bottom one is shalai lishma, it's adding something. Yes, the Tosfos says of a fairish, the end of Tosfos, that even Shabbos would be chayav. Because the second ksiva adds to the first ksiva, so it has a shal ksiva. I know, but I thought he came. Taisi says it's a ksiva. Taisi says so afterwards. Taisi says, my bubble could exchange Sal Shane in the second club. What? It's only halacha. It's only halacha. And I thought he came, that makes it a ksav. That's Taisi's chiddush. It's a very big chiddush to Gabi Shabbos. The chiddush of Gabi Shabbos. But the rest of Taisis is mulchach that Shabbos is the same thing. So we have to understand why it should be that way. Why should it be the way by Shabbos? If you write on the blackboard an aleph shalai lishma, then you write on top of another aleph lishma, it's nothing, because we can do it on a blackboard with an aleph on the blackboard. It's not going to do anything. I'm talking about when it's a get. When it's a get, the lishma does something. So that's what we're talking about. So this is the aside of Taisis. Zok de Marsha. 1 minute. There's a third Gemara. There's a third Gemara. We have Hilcha Shabbos, Diyar Gabi Diyar is Pater, which is Taisa's first Gemara, Yates. We have Daf Chav by Hilcha Sefer Torah, where Diyar Gabi Diyar is something. 1 minute, we have the third thing, where Amal Abay Lai Rish Lakish Merv Yechanan, when the Sefer signs the Edom's name, and then the Edom sign, they trace it on top of it, that's Diyar Gabi Diyar, and the Gemara says that it's nothing. Rav Yechanan told Rish Lakish, actually Rish Lakish told Rav Yechanan that it's the same as before, and it should be told in the previous Gemara. So if it's Yaya Gavi Sikra, they were Mesupik. But if it's Yaya Gavi Yaya, if I said it would be nothing. So Zaktim Rasha, 1 minute. If the bottom signature is a Apostle signature, because the Sefer wrote it, and the top signature is a good signature, because the Aid wrote it, Why should it be a problem? The second signature is better than the first, because the first one is not a signature. So the second signature should count.
Maybe a better signature.
What?
Maybe a better signature. The first one was not a signature.
The first one was the cipher beside the rabbis. So it's like a ksiva shalai lishma, and top you write a ksiva lishma, so it's a ksiva. So here also.
It's
not better, so it certainly should be a ksiva. But the more the bottom one is nothing, the more the top one is something. No? Yeah, but here we are, I'm talking about the Yaya Gabi Diyai. Today I'm talking so far about the Yaya Gabi Diyai. Oh, you're answering my okay. That Yaya Gabi like is better. So this is the Marsha's Kasha, and the Marsha is so matzik with this that he says that Gemara is only going like the other man, the Amar, who doesn't hold up the Yael Gabi Yael, even by Sefer Torah. The Marsha doesn't have a Teretz. The Teretz Gittin learns up very geschmack, learns up the Tosfos in a way that explains the Gemara, explains the Tosfos, and answers the Marsha's Kasha. And the truth is the Maram Shif says the same thing, except the words of Maram Shif I didn't chap it until I saw it in the Torah's Gittin. Torah's Gittin says something very very clear. He says when you have Diyai on Sikra or Sikra on Diyai, then the second writing is a new writing and the first writing disappears. That's when you have two different things. Yeah, Sikra on Diyai. then we say the first one's gone, the second one is the new one. But when you have Diyai Agabi Diyai, the original writing is still there. If somebody would tell you that that he wrote with a magic marker, and now he's going over it with a magic marker, you'd say he's just darkening the original ksiva. He's not writing a new ksiva. When you put Diyai on Diyai, the original ksiva remains. You're just darkening, you're being mashkir, you're darkening the original ksiva when it's Diyai Agabi Diyai. So that the whole nukhap of Diyai Agabi Diyai, like I said when we learned the Gemara, Diyai Agabi Diyai Potter, the word is, it's not a mechika. You're not erasing the first writing, you're strengthening the first writing. And the first writing was Diyai. You think about it, if you write something, you want it to be darker, you take a jepet, you add ink to it. You're not erasing the first writing with a new writing. You're darkening it. If the original writing was in blue and you want it to be in black, so you're writing in black, so try it is, you're getting rid of the blue and you're replacing it with black. But if you're just darkening it in, so then you're fixing the first writing. The chap is, Jiyayad Sikra, we're talking about the Ksav Elyon being a Ksav, the top one being a Ksav. The Siva says, Jiyayad Jiyay, it's just being mechazik, the ksav tachtoin. Something that's there underneath before, you're darkening it. So now we have to clarify, what's the din when you darken the ksav tachtoin? What? Oh, 1 second. So we have to clarify, what's the din when you darken the ksav tachtoin? What's the halacha?
So,
what?
So
you're getting rid of the old, replacing it with the tab.
But same thing, you just strengthening the first.
Not strengthening, you don't want red, so you're putting black.
Or darker, you're putting it darker.
But you're getting rid of the first, well, you're replacing it with the second. The first one's gone, you're covering it over with the second one. So that's a chiddush, that's the chiddush. I don't say it's not a chiddush. You're just darkening it. You're not looking to get rid of the first one, you're looking to darken it. Physically, the ink is two things. But black ink, that's derech ksiva. Every time a person writes, the ink has a thickness.
Black on black.
Mechika, that we learned in the beginning of the Gemara. Mechika, you don't have to chip off. Mechika, your cover is also mechika. The word is that when the second thing is different than the first, it's a mechika. When the second thing is just strengthening the first, that's darkening it in. That's not.
You're doing the same thing. You just don't see the difference on black and black.
For scientists, you're doing the same thing. But in the Havana of what a person is doing, in the Melech HaMachshavos of it, you want to understand what is the person doing? Any human being that sees a person wrote on the board or wrote on a sign, it's not dark enough, and he takes the same magic marker and does it again, no one's going to say that he's replacing it. He's strengthening it. If you have something blue and you want it to be black, so you're getting rid of the blue, you're replacing it with the black.
If I write in black pen and then like a black marker, That's something totally different.
It's a different ink, maybe you're right. But I'm talking about the same ink. It's both the eye. You're doing exactly the same thing, just one on top of the other. This is the Nesivus as you cite. Why you putter on Shabbos? Because you're not erasing the bottom one. You're darkening the bottom one. You're strengthening the bottom one. Memela, Mazm Shadim Taisvis. When the bottom one is Shalai Lishma and the top one is Lishma, Taisvis is saying that when the bottom is Shalai Lishma, and you rewrite Lishma, you're taka strengthening the bottom one. The bottom one is Shalai Lishma. You're adding a Lishma to the bottom ksiva. The bottom ksiva is still there. Because Diyai and Diyai, we don't say getting rid of the bottom one. You're taking a Shalai Lishma ksiva, and adding Lishma to it by writing on top of it. You have a Shalai Lishma ksiva, and you're adding a Lishma. Taisis' chiddush is that that's called ksiva. Try to explain why, but this, the Teres Gittin says, that when the bottom ksiva is missing something, and the top ksiva adds a lishma, that's considered to be writing. That's the Hesber in Taisvus. You're adding to the bottom writing. I'd like to explain it. Before I explain it, because if I explain it, you can fight with me as much as you want. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But the side of the Teres Gittin is this. Diyai and Diyai, if the top one just darkens the bottom one, that's not ksiva. If the top one adds, it adds a lishma to the bottom one, that's ksiva. It's adding something. The Marsha asked, what about the case where the cipher wrote the signature and the aid writes on top of it? It's like the Torah's Gittin. There, you're not fixing the bottom signature. Because the bottom signature is the cipher signature. By an aid adding ink to the cipher signature, it's not fixed. It's still not the aid signature. It's still the cipher signature. That's not Ksiva. When the bottom signature is a letter of a Sefer Torah, it's missing Lishma, Zi'er Lishma, you're fixing the bottom Ksiva. When you have a cipher signature of the aid's name, and the aid adds ink to it, that doesn't fix it. It's still the cipher signature. Ksav Tachtein is still not a Ksav. And therefore, there it's nothing. The top Ksiva has to add to the bottom Ksiva. This is the way the Teres Kitten explains it. I like it, so I think it's a mistaver, even though some of you don't see it so much. To me, it's very mistaver that when a person writes with the yai and the yai, he's just being mechazik, the bottom writing. He asked any person what he's doing. He's strengthening the bottom ksav. If you have yai and yai, you're strengthening the bottom ksav. That's the way I would look at it. That's the way Teres Kitten and Marmshif looked at it. Obviously, Marsha didn't look at it this way. But to me, it seems to be a davar hamistaver that you're darkening, strengthening the bottom ksav. By where? By the Sefer Torah?
No,
I'm sorry, but... Sefer Torah is Lishma, because he's fixing the bottom one. But his signature, what's he doing? The Sefer signed the aid's name. The aid is adding ink, he's being mechazik, the ksav tachtai, which is the Sefer signing my name. But the cipher, but I, if I fix the cipher signing my name, it's still the cipher signing my name. The signature is still not my signature; it's still the cipher signature. Now, this is what the Teres Gittin and Maram Shif learn. Like I say, I think it's Mustavra. I think it does need a little bit of additional hesber, which I'd like to try to add, because. The kuda of the sugya is to figure out the definition of ksiva, which we're going to get to on that chof with more arichus. But let me explain to you the way I would understand it. You can take it or leave it. Just listen first to what I want to say. Let's say you have a yud. The letter yud is written, and someone comes and he changes the yud into a vav. Would you say that's a ksiva? The ksav elyon is a ksiva? I would say so. Because he took the yud, even though the yud part was there already, if you're going to look at it, that when I write over the yud, it's nothing, only the bottom is something, then I don't have a vav. Nevertheless, what's ksiva? Ksiva is that I give over a message. A ksiva is when I give over something. If I take a yud, and I change it to a vav, that's writing a letter on Shabbos. I wrote a vav. Now what happens if I take a vav and I widen the regal of the vav? I write over it and I widen the regal instead of being 2 millimeters wide, it's 4 millimeters wide. Is that ksiva? No. I didn't write a vav. The vav was there. But on Shabbos, you make designs, that's not ksiva. Ksiva has to be, you write something, either a picture or a letter, something which says something. So you're all masking. If I have a yud and I change it to a vav, that's ksiv on Shabbos. I think you should all be masking. There's a Gemara that says that if you take a ches and you erase the gag in the middle, it becomes 2 vavs or 2 zayins. It's also ksiva. If I make a letter, I make a message, that's a ksiva. You mask it to that. That idea, I think, is clear. If you would have a hey, let's say I have a hey, and I want to change it to a ches. So I add a little bit to change the hey to a ches. Is that ksiva? Yeah, it's ksiva. I wrote a message instead of ha'atzcha, right? I changed it. Shabbos need to write 2 letters to be chayim, but that writing is a writing. Because writing means something which conveys something, which gives over something. Now, if I have a letter yud with di, and I write over another yud on top of the yud, that's not ksiva, that the Gemara says. Why is it not ksiva? I'm not giving a message. Maybe I'm darkening it. Maybe it wasn't dark enough to see from a distance. I'm darkening it. But ksiva has to be a writing which conveys some type of a definitive message or a letter. It has to give over something. And a yud on top of a yud doesn't give over anything.
By not being able to read something and then darkening it to
If it's illegible and I do it, nachinami, then I'll be chayiv. If it's not legible, but if it's legible,
darkening
is not. If there's a letter there before, now it's a darker letter. The letter is there. As I told you, we have to separate Yoy Al Gabi Sikra from Yoy Al Gabi Yoy. And we'll talk about Yoy Al Gabi Sikra, because, see, the main point by Yoy Al Sikra is that you're erasing the bottom one. Were it not for the fact that you're erasing the bottom one, Yitaka wouldn't be high for the season. Okay, let's hold on. Let's get to Yoy Al Gabi Sikra. Wait. Okay, let's hold on. With Yoy Al Gabi Sikra, I'm willing to wait with it. Just I'm talking now about the Yoy Gabi Yoy, which I think is easier to handle. The top one has got to add something to the bottom one. That's when the Yoy Gabi Yoy is chayiv. The top writing gives over some nekuda of that Ksiva is supposed to give over, which there's something there. There's some call it a havana in the writing. Now, till here, I think it would be posh. You take a yud, you make it a vav, it's writing. If you take something to vav anyway, and you just stick in it, that's not a writing. Even though it could be the same amount of new ink on the same amount of new paper, that's not what makes a ksiva. What makes something ksiva is giving a message. That's what makes something into ksiva. Now, the shaila is, when the bottom is written shalai lishma, and the top is written lishma, they're both yuds. The bottom yud is a yud, the top yud is a yud. Just the bottom yud is shalai lishma, the top yud is lishma. Does the top yud add any message in the writing? Mashkafer Yishayda, I would say, no, the top yud doesn't add anything. It was a yud before, it's a yud now. There's a din of lishma, you have a din of lishma. Nevertheless, we had such a concept numerous times from Reb Shimon. I mean, this is a mashal. Right? We have Reb Shimon said that if you cook chazer on Yom Tov, you're potter. You're chayiv. If somebody cooks chazer, he's a frayer. He cooks chazer and he eats it on Yom Tov. He's chayiv for cooking. I ochel nefesh is mutter. You're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov. He's chayiv for eating chazer. He's chayiv for cooking chazer. He's cooking food. What's the answer? What's the teretz? Huh? It's only why only after I'm eating it, it's food. Reb Shimon's side was that it's not food. You have to wear like the glasses of halacha. You have to look at it. In the inner halacha, in halacha, chazer, that's not food. It's poison. Somebody will cook poison and eat it. They'll say it's delicious. That's not echel nefesh. Poison is not echel nefesh. You know it's delicious. So this is not food because the halacha says it's not food. It's not food. The what? Okay, 1 second. What I want to say in the Havana, when you have a Sefer Torah and it's written Shalai Lishma, and you write over it Lishma, Be'ene HaHalacha, the Ksiva did add something. The Ksiva added something. It added Lishma. It took letters which are readable and understandable and changed it into letters of a Sefer Torah. What's the difference if you change a hey into a ches? Why is that important? Because halacha says that this is a hey and this is a ches. Right? If you would have a lamid, and the top piece of the lamid would be broken and you'd fill it in, that's nothing. It's the same amount of ink. But a lamid is a lamid this way, a lamid that way. A hey and a ches are two different letters. Who says? It's also only halacha. Halacha tells us this is a hey, this is a ches. The halacha tells us that a shalai lishma dik ksiva, that's not a ksiva sefer Torah. It's a ksiva of a story. It's divrei Torah, but it's not sefer Torah. When you rewrite it lishma, that's a writing of a sefer Torah. It's a new ksiva. It is a new ksiva. Even though the width of the ink on the paper is the same. But it's a new ksiva. It's a ksiva that adds something. Ksiva, to be a ksiva, has to be a ksiva that adds something in the ksiva itself. That darkens. But it's something new. It adds something new. Now, it's a ksiva sefer Torah. Till now it was a ksiva divrei Torah. Now it's a ksiva sefer Torah. That's a new ksiva. That ksiva adds a lishma, and it's even chayim on Shabbos, which is the chiddush of Taisus. The second ksiva that adds a lishma Like the Teres Gittin says, it's the bottom ksiva with an extra lishma added to it. Just like if you have a hay, you add a little bit of a ches. Most of it is the old hay, and a little bit is the new ches. The same thing. You have the old letter, plus the lishma nekuda, which was added to it. That's a ksiva. That's called a ksiva that adds. That's the way I would understand the Teres Gittin's explanation of our sugya. Ksiva has to add something. That's pashit, that's the type of ksiva. The havan of this taisus is that if it adds halachadik, that's called adding.
So the bottom ksiva
is being strengthened by the top ksiva.
So if
well, why would you tell me by the hay, then I add a little bit to make it into a ches? What would you tell me? Is the first ksiva still there? Yes. It was finished by the last ksiva. The first ksiva is still there. There's no mechika of the old. There are two ksivas. There's the original ksiva and there's the second ksiva. The second, you know, it doesn't have to be completely new. A ksiva which adds is also a ksiva. If it adds something, that's a ksiva. Yes. But that also has a Shem Ksiva, if it adds something.
So let's say I went and I wrote the letter and said, someone else filled it in, wouldn't he be writing the Shema on my Ksiva? He's the one who's doing the Shema on my Ksiva. It's my Ksiva. And now he's going, as if I'm writing and he's
thinking of the Shema. There's a difference between the Shema and Aden. Aden depends on the person. The Shema, it doesn't matter who wrote it. The Shema, you need a Metzias of a Yid writing the Shema.
But I'm saying,
it doesn't matter you or him. I don't think
so. No, I'm saying if the bottom ksiva is the inner ksiva, so then that ksiva is the shema. He can't put the ksiva on my shema. He can't put the shema on my ksiva. It's my ksiva. If you're going to say that's a new ksiva, it's half ksiva, he's writing a new ksiva to the shema.
Let's take some ksiva. I'm saying is it adds something to the ksiva, just like when you lengthen a yud and make it into a vav. The first ksiva is a ksiva, and the second ksiva finishes the first ksiva.
Well,
the shema and the shalai lishma finishes the first ksiva. It finishes it. It's the same thing. If you add a yud, then you're missing the regular the vav. You're adding. But in a halacha, a vav that's written shalai lishma is missing a piece. It's missing the ksivas lishma, and when you finish it lishma, now it's complete. Same as a yud when you finish it into a vav or how you finish it into a ches.
The
so therefore, why? What's the problem with that?
How
there's no psul of shnayim shaso by writing sefer Torah. It doesn't matter who. By Aidim, it matters who it is. By writing Sefer Torah, it doesn't matter who it is. If I had the Yoy Shalai Lishma on the Shema, I wouldn't pass it.
Why? Is that Shalai Lishma negative or is it neutral?
Shalai Lishma is missing something. What do you mean it's a negative? There's no Shem Shalai Lishma. It's missing a Lishma, that's all. It's missing a requirement of a Ksiva Lishma. It's a signed Ksiva. Why?
However, we're making the bottom ksiva disappear, we should make this ksiva of the get, and this man of the get also disappear.
By Jagabi Diyah, nothing disappears.
So then you have Shalai Shema in there. You have
it's okay, it's not the only one I have Shalai Shema, it's not the other Shema. Shalai Shema doesn't matter.
You have to have it.
I think it's possible. That's the way I understand. It's not a psul of Shalai Lishma. It's a din of Lishma.
First of all, we have in Shabbos for writing of
the
ksiva,
so
you write
the whole
letter.
Shtei?
If you write
the ches
and
then you
write
the
hey,
then
you make the ches,
you chayef the ksiva. Yeah, to Gemara. Gemara says that if you mashlo mehei into a ches, you chayef the ksiva. Gemara is even other cases, which are bigger chidushim. Not to look at the ches, you made it to Zion. What? To write it, that's Bene Halach is what's Kabeh.
But you're writing Yod, you yourself are Yod, and then you extend it to above, that's what two letters?
If I first write a Yod, and then I extend it to above. Is that two ksivas of two letters? I don't know. Gut feeling is no, because all I did is completed the first half, but I don't know. That's the way you always write it.
Yeah,
so it depends if you stop. Is that what it depends on? So it depends on your kavana when you're writing. You write a ches, you make two zayins, and you connect it. So, but that's a ches. That's not a ches. In which case?
In the heavy case, maybe it's a yam, maybe it's a yam. In the minute of the car, it says, like, no, but rather, instead of
making the... So you can't do a receiver after a receiver. What are you going to do? The receivers are there already. You can do a receiver later. Otherwise, it'll be a good egg. But it has to be for the chasima. The chasima has to be on a kosher again. The chasima has to be lishma too. But the ksiva, because the ksiva, like the lishma, you can only the chasima, but still, you can't do a ksiva after the chasima. There's a true in the night of Yehuda. He writes, this is not get to a sefer. A sefer wrote something, shalom lishma, so he erases it. And now he's rewriting it. So the Esther Night of Yehuda, do you have to erase it totally? What happens if there's what he calls a tishtush? There's a stain still on the, you know, you try to erase something. So there's still a stain there. If you have a stain, and you write on top of that, you make it into an ice. Is that a ksiva? Or do we say, no, the bottom part is written, is no good, so it's so you have to get rid of it totally. Is that totally machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So I give you the sense for a pashtus. He brings rayas. I shouldn't say this was a pashtus, but his psak is that it's not a problem. If what you have underneath is a, what he calls a tishtush, a stain, and you write over it, of course the ksiva is a ksiva. If you take a blotch and then you change it into a base, you make it into a letter, and the blotch is the bottom of the base. So when you're making it into a letter, that's writing in lishma. The fact that the tishtush was there doesn't mess you up. Again, the idea being, the way I understand, ksiva is creating a message through writing. Creating something. If there's a stain, the stain doesn't matter. The stain doesn't matter. The Rebbe Yehuda says in the same tshuva, he brings out Tosfos. He says, Tosfos says, if the second ksiva is better than the first, it's a ksiva, diagav diyoy. Says, what happens if the first one was a light diyoy that wasn't so dark? The second one is darker. He says, it's not a ksiva. It's not a ksiva. It's not a sock in it. It makes it better. But there's no new ksiva. There's no new writing. When you have a stain and you make it into a letter, that's a writing. The what? There's enough to make a rice makalka. Tosis says. Tosis here is going on diagabe sikra. Right? The what? If you incorporate the blotch into it,
if you somehow remove that blotch, instead of making it into a letter, so
that's called chok taychais, and that we'll get to it at a different time. When you remove something to make a letter, so hopefully we'll get to a discussion of it. Now, this nekuda is the nekuda of diyal gabi diyal gabi sikra we have to talk about, but I think it's a main nekuda in understanding the whole idea of diyal gabi diyal, that it's in the taich of ksiva. I think that this will explain something we had on Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph, the small Tosfos there said, how's it shayach to have a ksiva betolosh and a chasima bebechuber? How's it possible to write a get that the writing of the get is with a get that's not part of, it's disconnected from the tree, and the signature is connected? Tosfos, what do you mean? The ksiva is first, chasima is second. So if the chasima is mechuber, then the ksiva is mechuber. How could you have it? So that was Tosfos Kash. So there, he spoke out to Chazanish. Chazanish said, L'chayra, you can have it. You write the whole thing and sign it, and it's mechuber. It's on the tree. You have a leaf on a tree. You write on it again. You sign the get. Then you rip it off. And then you rewrite the ksiva. You rewrite Siva. Diyar Gabi Diyai. He talks about Diyar Gabi Sikra also, but part of it, he talks about Diyar Gabi Diyai. That you wrote a get, you signed a get on the tree, disconnected, then rewrite Diyar Gabi Diyai, the get. He says, this is a way you could have a hefetipsa, such an atheist, the ksiva is betalush. And the mechik, the chasima, is the mechover. Ksiva is going to be, in a sense, after the chasima. That's what he said. In other words, they know what they're signing to, the information is there. But it's possible, and now they're going to finish the ksiva. That's what he asked. He asked about such a.
Can you just write it on a piece of paper separately? And then crazy glue
into like a leaf. So Tyson talks about crazy glue is not enough to make it. But Tyson talks about. Yeah. That's what Tyson says. Mishkakas lasha kosle al tolo shvachakach nota yvihishri shvachasle. That's Tyson's terrors. Because he should say, what about this case? He said, no, this case is nothing. If you wrote it, the diyai, when it's connected to the ground, the second writing is nothing. You just, that's not a ksiva. He says, not the same as Shaloi Lishma, and the second writing is Lishma. Yeah, the second writing is something. But when the first writing is Talush, and the second writing is Mechuber, the second writing is Talush, he says, that's nothing. The second writing is nothing. Let's explain why. Why isn't the second writing something? What's the difference if the first one is Shaloi Lishma, and the second one is Lishma, it's something? And what's the difference if the first one is Mechuber, which is possible, and the second one is Talush? My nafkanina. So I think the vart is that when Shaloi Lishma is starting the ksiva, then the second ksiva, Lishma, it adds, it's a ksiva that adds something. It's missing in the ksiva, and now it's adding to the ksiva. A get that's mechuber, it's not a psul the ksiva. It's a psul that a get, for nasan beyada, it has to be something metaphor. If it's a psul the ksiva, then the second ksiva is a ksiva, it adds. If it's the psul not in the ksiva, it's psul in the mitzias of the get, so the second doesn't answer.
You
don't have to, but it's very, very geschmack. With the Hezbo saying it's given, it's very geschmack. The ksiva has to give over some new message, which it doesn't. The shema, if the ksiva is a ksiva which makes their sefer tzaddik. Either way, it's good. Machina. Okay, this is the rule of Yaya Gavid Yaya. We have yet to attack the union of Diyar Gavi Sikra and Sikra Gavi Diyai, which we will, Yitzhak Hashem, yet get to. But I just want to do the bottom tesis as well. Moichiku. Now before we get to this tesis, let me tell you, Rabbi Kivayga is a Chakira. So Rabbi Kivayga is Chakira, it's a Prima Gardens Chakira, and it's a Bir Allah and Simish and Mem, I think, towards the end of Simish and Mem, they all have this following Chakira. There are four Malachis out of the 39 Malachis. Pashas is four, maybe three, but Pashas four malachis that have an almanos in the name. Okay? One is Saiser Almanos Livnais. Destroying in order to build. In other words, someone goes on Shabbos and he hates someone, and he goes and he breaks down his house, he throws a bomb and he ruins his house, that's not a malach on Shabbos. That's Saiser, that's not Almanos Livnais. Saiser, to be a malacha deraisa, has to be Saiser almanos litvar. The same thing. What are the other ones? Kireya almanos litvar. Ripping. If Tom steak a beggar and rip it, that's not the malacha. And this is Kireya almanos litvar, which means if you sold something, I don't know if you guys ever sold anything, but when I sell things, very often, it's no good. I have to rip it and try it again. So you sew, it's not good. You rip it, and you redo it. So it says Kireya Almanos Litvar. What are the other two? Kaisa Moichek Almanos Lichtaiv. Erasing. Stam erasing is not Chayiv, but as the Mishnah says, Moichek Almanos Lichtaiv. So those are three that are clear. The third one is Matir Almanos Likshar. It's a question if it's true that undoing a knot has to be in order to do a knot. I think those are the only four that have the issue. What? No, machab is to make a charcoal out of it. No. kibbutz is lav davka minas talan. So the clear that Rabbi Kivega has, there are two ways to learn, let's say, Seisar Amenos Livnais. Seisar Amenos Livnais, what does Amenos Livnais mean? Does Amenos Livnais mean that's the Tzuras HaMalacha? Halacha Moshe Sinai, we learned from the Mishkan, that breaking is only a Malacha if you want to build. Let's say somebody would break in a way that's good. He wants to build a highway. So he has to knock down a building in order the highway should be there. So that just takes away the building. Is that chayiv? The first way we're learning. What? It's not Amenos Livnais. Is that building the Mekayme anything new? A bridge or something else? I mean, they want people to have to walk through. It's a pathway. And then the pathway, there's something in the way, so you knock it down, and now you can walk through. So if you learn that the Tzuras HaManacha is Seisar Amenos Livnais, then if you Seisar Shalai Amenos Livnais, that's not the Malacha. Or, Seisar Rabbi Kivega, maybe Seisar Amenos Livnais is only, it's just telling you, Seisar normally is Makalfa. When it says Almenos Livnais, it's a nice way of saying Seisar, which is a Masake. Seisar, which is Masake. But it's Lav Davka Almenos Livnais. It's an example. Let's say I break something and it's a tikkun. It allows the people to walk. It'll be chayiv. Same thing, Meichik Almenos Livnais. The same exact shayla. Let's say somebody makes a sign, and he makes a big sign, and it has a letter there that doesn't belong. Right, he makes a for sale sign, and he gave it to some Russian sign maker, and he spelled, figure out how he spelled it, I don't know. Right, he spelled for sale, S-A-I-L, right? S-I-A-L-E. Not after the Russian. Right, he said he wrote for sale. So you go and you erase the I. Let's say you erase the I, it's a good sign. So, it's a tikkun. Without the I, the sign is more readable. Is that a malach on Shabbos? It's not amnas lichtayv. You're not amnas lichtayv in Kaimai, the place where you erase the eye. You're not going to write anything. You're going to leave it this way. Is that a malach? Is that the chakir of Rabbi Kivega? And Kivega, the Prima Gadim, the Bir Halacha. Whether that is a... whether that's a malach or not. When it's not... Whether the amnas is the tzuras ha-malach, it's just a hechatik. It's in the Gilyan HaShas, on Shabbos, Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, he brings this down on the Tosfos Ayin Gimel, and he brings a raya from that Tosfos that it's the Tzuras HaMalacha, that the Almanos is the Tzuras HaMalacha. That's the Tzura of the way the Malacha is, and it's Daf. That's what Kivega's raya. Reb Ruvain, here on Gittin in Simin Yud Zayin, Ice Bays, and Reb Yisrael Ruvain, says that that's in Tosfos Meichiku, it's clear that Tosfos held the same thing, the Shitasa. There are two separate issues. One is Makalkel, Makalkel's Potter. There's another issue that you need Almanos. So if you read the Tosfos, Tosfos says two things. He says, Choshev Lai Meichik Almanos Lichtai, the Mistama Oimid Lazar, Velichtala Bidyai. One thing he says, the Lashon HaTosfos. That's Amenos Lichtai, because he planted right there. Aye, what about Makalkel? But Makalkel, I have it, I'll see the Zeis, take Sivo Yen, or Shuma Nikit Fei. From the language of Tosfos, it's clear that Tosfos holds that the two considerations, one is has to be Amenos, and one is separate Cheshbon, can't be Makalkel. But those are the two Cheshbons.
So, you would do
Seisar
Amenos Livnais in a way that
would
be a Kilkel. Yeah, but how does that make any sense? When I knock down a house,
I'm building
a Kilkel.
You want to know how you can have a Hechetimtze for that?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying.
That every
skill
is
actually
used almost always
in a Kilkel. Probably that's probably come up with a Hechetimtze. I'm afraid I'll think of a
Hechetimtze
now and you'll pick at it. But why not Kamina? There's no mitzvah to find cases of a Kilkel.
No, not
a Kilkel.
Say, every case is a Kilkel.
No, not every case. The case is theory, I'm not a Kilkel.
Oh, no.
Right, but yeah, nishnish. It doesn't change anything. The point is that soisa can't be a tilkul. And there's a second point, and it has to be amanos lechdav, amanos lechdav. That's soisa shita. The Birchas Avraham, he's medayik that Rashi seems to say faker. Again, it's the lashon of Rashi makalkalhu, wherever the Rashi is here somewhere, makalkalhu. V'havalei kamaychak amanos shaloi lechdav. It's makalkel. And Rashi compares it to Meichik Amanos Shaloi Lechtav. What do you mean? Meichik Amanos Shaloi Lechtav, which is a tikkun. But since Rashi teaches Meichik Amanos Shaloi Lechtav means kilkul. So there's a big kasha on this. It's Rabbi Kinega's kasha on Tosfos Shita from the Mefarish Mishnah, which Be'er Halacha doesn't have a good teretz for. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. It says Hakoreya bechamaisai v'almeisai chayim. If someone rises kriya, let's say a mace dies, and on Shabbos, say he doesn't know Shabbos, or he doesn't know Shabbos, he don't rise kriya, he rises kriya on Shabbos. Yechayim. For such a person is chayim. Hakoreya bechamaisai. Gemara says it means by ripping he calms himself down. He's all aggravated, and by ripping something he calms himself down. That the Mishnah says it's chayiv. It's a tikkun. Somebody who lost and who was karei almeisai, so that's a tikkun. Whether b'chamosai it's a tikkun or not, the Gemara itself declares whether it really helps the person or not. But Fred Rebekida Eger, we see from there that what? That you don't need karei almanos litvar to be the tzuras hamalacha. You see, any kriya which is a tikkun is chayiv. And we see kareya al meisai that's chayiv. So this it's a very shver kasha, which is a stipler in Shabbos. If you want Simin Lamed Vav, who says a teretz. The only teretz I know is in the stipler, and kasha is a shtaka kasha. But al kaponim Rebbe Kivegas Clare, it's a more famous klar, because when you learn the Sefer Shabbos, a lot of people start from Ayin Gimel of the Melachis, and right there the Amud Beis is in the Gilyon HaShas, this klar. So as I said, Reb Ruvain brings it into Taisus here. Okay.